Is there some secret to making a dairy farm work? Find out today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. With so many things out of their control, how do dairy farmers maximize their potential to succeed? Perhaps we should start with a definition of a successful dairy farmer. University of Minnesota Extension educator Jim Sulfur is in the Dairy Regional Office in St. Cloud.
Probably changes, and it probably is really variable from farm to farm. A lot of that really should be based on the farmer's goals. You can almost kind of lump them into two broad categories, kind of big picture items, business items, and then there's obviously you need to have a lot of good, successful production skills.
And you probably didn't see this coming, but Sulfur also factors in what he calls an attitude of gratitude.
They're so gracious. If I come out, they'll be thankful. They'll thank the agribusiness people that are out there as we meet. And they're also very thankful for the customers that they have. Most of these successful farmers really have pretty flexible business plans, and they think about long and short range goals. So they tend to try to be as nimble as they can. And that's forward looking.
Sulfur says meeting annually with trusted advisors to evaluate the farm's business plan for the coming year is also useful. And he says good dairy farmers keep good records, make being organized a priority, and they're proactive about getting work done on time. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.